Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police endorses Donald Trump for re-election. By Amy Furr on September 12, 2020. The Fraternal Order of Police's, FOP, Chicago chapter announced it has endorsed President Donald Trump for re-election in November. The police union's board of directors voted on September 2 to back the president, according to NTD. Following the announcement, chapter president John Catanzara said of Trump, "I will do whatever I can for him. But there's definitely people who are not going to be happy about it. There are more Democrats, locally speaking, but there's even some Democrats who would agree that the current president has been very good for employment and law enforcement these days," he noted. When it came to Democrat policies, Catanzara accused Mayor Lori Lightfoot of steering the ship into an iceberg full speed ahead without even blinking an eye, as if the iceberg is going to break when you hit it, according to Patch.com. However, he felt confident President Trump would win another 4 years in the White House come November. "People see the reality of no law and order anywhere other than a handful of spots, and I think they're educated, intelligent and street smart enough to know that is what is going to make us a prosperous society. If we go the other way, if we keep going down this downward spiral, our whole country is screwed. Democracy would be screwed. Capitalism would be screwed, and you will not even recognize the United States of America in another generation." Many other police and law enforcement groups have endorsed President Trump ahead of the November election, according to Breitbart News. The endorsements from law enforcement organizations signal urgency against the growing anti-police forces in the Democrat Party as violent leftist riots beset America's major cities, the report said. During his interview with Patch.com, Catanzara also praised Trump for standing with Chicago's officers. "Trump has been a stalwart for supporting the men and women of this police department and constantly highlighting the issues within Chicago," he said. "Unfortunately, every time he does, all you get is goofy crap from the other side, like they live in some other city and they have an alternate version of reality," Catanzara concluded.